Breaking down barriers to accessing mental health services, particularly for youth, has long been a cause close to the heart of Aurora resident Ashley Hoag, as has working to break down the stigma that comes with seeking help. For the last 15 years, she has been active participant in the Canadian Mental Health Association of York Region and South Simcoe's, CMHAYRSS, Mental Health in Motion, which raises funds for youth mental health services in the community. Now, as the event returns to a format much as it was prior to the global pandemic, Hoag is once again making it a three-generation family affair for the cause. I started doing this in 2008 when Mental Health in Motion was called Ride Don't Hide, she explains. It was really important to me at the time, so I involved my families. I ride with my parents, then I had my husband and two little kids, and I wanted to involve them because, as the name suggests, it was about really breaking down stigma. There was a lot of shame in seeking mental health services, so I got involved. As I have participated over the last few years, and back in person last year, I became more educated and more aware. I really participate today because I want to make sure that mental health services are available and there's a safe space for my family, friends and neighbors to access service. The proceeds from this year's Mental Health in Motion Again will once again benefit the CMHAYRSSMOBYSS bus, which provides free care when and where youth need it, including pulling right up to schools, recreation centers, and more to provide a range of services. The shame and fear our young adults are living with in relationship to their mental health, whether they are feeling depressed, whether they're having thoughts of suicide, this bus can be so important to have a non-judgmental, confidential space to go to that just shows up at their school or in a parking lot at a community center. As she takes part in the fundraising event with her children, Hoag says it's important, but easy, to break down why they're putting their pedal power where it counts. When I get hurt, when I go to the doctor on a regular basis to get a flu shot or a COVID shot, it translates to, sometimes your brain isn't okay and that's okay. Just like you can hurt or break your arm, your brain can also get hurt, or your feelings can sometimes feel out of control and that's okay. There are people here to listen and we can fix that. For my children, they have been raised in an environment where it is okay to talk about their feelings, reach out when they're not feeling okay, and I think that is so important. For young kids and why I participate, and why my family participates is to really make sure that continues to be a safe conversation and there are safe places to have that conversation. This is really an opportunity for the community to come together and for families to ride together. I would love for more families to participate and I would encourage our community to come out on June 11th to sign up, to help raise money, and to really be part of an exciting event. This is one event where families can do it together and there's something for everyone, and it's a great way to show your support for creating safe spaces for youth in our community. For more information on the CMHAYRSS, upcoming Mental Health in Motion event, visit cmhainmotion.ca. Brock Weir is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at The Auroran.